Good morning. Welcome into K-Man's Morning News. Today we are going to talk Flint Hills Foster Teen Camps. They've got an online auction coming up later this month that we're going to highlight today with Emily Garwood. She is a board member and fundraising coordinator for the Flint Hills Foster Teen Camps. She joins us in the studio today. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me today.
Absolutely. Glad to have you here. Let's talk about the Flint Hills Foster Teen Camps for those who don't know. Who are you?
Absolutely. So we are a nonprofit organization that has been here for around 17 years, dedicated to empowering foster teens across the state of Kansas. So our mission is to really ignite hope and foster healing in teens who have experienced neglect and abandonment and are navigating the foster care system.
All right. What's your reach here in the Flint Hills?
Yeah. So our ranch that we do camps at is located up in Olsburg, nestled into the Flint Hills, but we serve teens all across the state of Kansas. So we pull teens from every corner of the state. A lot of teens come to us out of Topeka and Wichita.
Oh, interesting. And you guys hold these auctions every April?
Yeah, so we have been doing our annual fundraising auction every April. We have pivoted a little bit this year to do just an online event. We know that people are busy and there's a lot of events around town, so we've switched this to an online auction so that we can get as many people involved as possible.
Yeah, memory serves me right. There used to be sort of a big old event, right?
Yes, yeah. Used to be kind of a big gala. And we may bring that back at some point, but we're trying to get creative with the ways that we fundraise and really reach people as far across the state as we can, as well as in our local community.
I'm involved with a nonprofit myself. I know a little bit about that. It is hard. It's not easy to raise money. You're always trying to reinvent the wheel, it feels like.
Yep.
Well, it's April 20th through the 26th. They're doing this online auction. Tell us a little bit more about what's going on.
Yeah. So during our auction, we're going to have a plethora of items available for folks to bid on. So we've got some great art pieces. We have a couple of football tickets. We have a season RV parking pass for K-State football games. So that's really exciting. We have some jewelry available, bourbon baskets. And the most exciting item that we have is a royal suite experience. An opportunity to gather a large group of people and really have a catered, unique experience at a Royals game.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I'm wearing my Royals shirt here today. obviously, that would be a great opportunity for anybody who's a big baseball fan to really entertain a whole crowd. If you've got the opportunity to do that, why not?
Absolutely, and a wonderful opportunity for business owners who want to maybe do a team building event and get their entire team together.
Absolutely. You know, those kind of items, those big ticket items, don't happen without some major donors.
Absolutely. We have been so blessed with our local community contributing to our auction. All of our sponsors you can find on our auction website, and we are so grateful for those who have contributed.
Wonderful. The proceeds from this, tell us kind of what they'll go to benefit.
Absolutely. So every dollar we raise goes directly to helping foster teens in the state of Kansas. So our organization runs two distinct programs for teens at two different places, kind of in their journey. So the first is called the Great Adventure Camp, which is for teens aged 12 to 15. And over a three-day weekend, they participate in classic camp activities. But the real goal is to build confidence, build trust, and just foster a sense of belonging, which many of them have never experienced before. And then the second opportunity that we provide is for older teens. It's called Crossroads. This is for teens aged 16 to 18. So they are about to age out of the foster care system. So this program focuses on life skills and planning so they aren't left without kind of that foundation of where they're going when they do age out of that system. So we are run entirely on volunteer network. So we are continuing to try and build that group of people. We have a number of different volunteer roles within our organization. So one of them is coaches. And so coaches are really at the heart of what we do. They're paired one-on-one with a camper over their camp experience to really support them and provide guidance through their experience. And then we have support staff. We need people behind the scenes running the day-to-day operations of our camps. So we are solely run on a volunteer base. Their volunteers are really at the heart of what we do. And we would just like to try and build that group of people as broad and as far and as wide as we can.
You know, we're speaking with Emily Garwood here from the Flint Hills Foster Teen Camps. And, you know, it's interesting, that demographic of individuals, those who've been in the foster system, it's tough. I mean, they're navigating something a lot of us don't have to experience, and they need support. And it takes, you know, it's probably a little bit challenging to provide that kind of support, but boy, when you do, you make a real impact.
It's really transformational. And, you know, it's difficult, I think, to get involved in the foster care system and get involved with children within the foster care system without being a foster parent. And being a foster parent is a big lift and a big ask and requires a lot of time. So this is a great opportunity for people interested in helping that demographic of children who a lot of times do get left behind, but without the kind of big lift that is being a foster parent. So,
do you find that people who volunteer might go on to maybe become a foster parent?
Some of them do. So actually, that was my experience. I started with this organization because I wanted to become a foster parent, but just needed to dip my toe in the water. And during our journey, I've been volunteering for about 5 years now. And in the middle of that, we did get the opportunity to become foster parents. So I am foster mom to a 2-year-old. And actually last camp season, one of our volunteers really connected with a teenager who had come to camp, and they ended up taking him in as a foster child and are in the process of adopting him right now.
Oh, how wonderful. That is such good news to hear. And you know, you mentioned earlier, you know, kids aging out of the foster care system. I hate hearing that, but I realize it is it happens. You know, life happens, you get older. But are there resources here locally for folks who are aging out?
Yeah, so there are a number of resources, and we actually provide our foster teens with a list of resources, a list of numbers that they can call. We kind of walk them through all of those adulting type things that they need to know when they age out of the system. And we bring in speakers. So for the resources that we do have here in town, we try to bring in the real life human beings who are providing those to speak at our camp and connect with these teens so that they can leave with more skills than they came with. Because the unfortunate reality is that I believe the number is in the 70th percentile of kids who age out of the foster care system will end up homeless before they're 21. And so we are just trying to pump out as much information and resources as we can to them. And we house those on our website as well so they can access them afterwards if they lose their binder because we are living in a digital age. So we house those resources online so that they can access those and build the best foundation they can as they continue their journey.
All right. Well, we certainly don't want that to happen. We don't want homeless. We want people to have success stories.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Again, Emily Garwood joining us here. Flint Hills Foster Teen Camps. Their online auction is happening April 20th through the 26th. Anything else you want to highlight on that?
No, I just want to say whether you're interested in volunteering, bidding in our auction, or just making a donation, you are directly changing the trajectory of a teenager's life. And you can find more info on everything we have going on at fhftc.org.
All right. fhftc.org is the website. Emily, thank you so much for highlighting this, and we hope you raise lots and lots of money.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.